and welcome back to another episode of The Office ASMR, a podcast to enjoy while we relax and fall asleep to the great show of our generation. This is season 6, episode 17, part 1 of The Delivery. This show, the episode originally aired in a supersized format March 4th, 2010. Part 1 was directed by Seth Gordon, written by Daniel Chun, and I believe this one is broken up into two parts based on my episodes. So this will be part 1 of 2, even though it spans episodes 17 and 18. Some of the episode codes are together, like in season 4, but this one is split, so we'll be doing it that way. And I know I gave some shout-outs last time to my wonderful blanket, and I appreciate the kind words on, just on the show in general, everything else, just on the show, and, I always feel bad when I miss an upload date, but I also get some nice messages and just well wishes whenever that happens, so thank you there. And then, in the past few months, Spotify did release something where you can do a star rating, which they didn't before. So I know I used to ask for reviews for on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, and I have some incredible reviews over there. Thank you so much. I don't think you can do reviews in Spotify, but I think you just give it. The appropriate level of stars, which I would hope is 5, maybe 4 if you're annoyed about the volume thing, so I can understand that. But with that, let's get into episode 17, The Delivery. We have Pam on the phone trying to get some things squared away before they head out, and Dwight is feeling just a tad bit frustrated that they get to use the baby as a way to rack up sales, exploiting the fact, oh, hey, did I tell you I'm having a baby? Yeah, very exciting. Come by your sales honorably. Like it. Hey there, Dwight Schrute. You could restock on paper. I can sure use the money. My cousin has a new goat fungus. It's just horrific. You've never seen it beard so quickly. I'll never outsell Jim and Pam without a baby. I even notice a gaping hole in my life. Sometimes I wake up cradling a gourd. And we're in. We still have the old theme. I think we did get Andy added in, though. There's Ed Helms, yeah. He snuck him right in. Very naturalistic way. Can't even tell. Alright, so Kevin is cooking his way through a fancy cookbook. Kevin had Edward's cornflakes from the Twilight one. Kevin's very excited that pregnant Pam and Kevin are eating a lot together. Second breakfast, lunch, second lunch, first dinner. As they eat some kind of mac and cheese in the kitchen. One last ultra feast, says Kevin. What are you thinking? Kevin wants it to be a surprise. No, Pam still has time. So, she's not in labor, but she's near labor. If we check in after midnight, we get an extra day surrounded by doctors. we miss the episode where they pretended her water broke? What was that? Am I going crazy? Alright, now Michael's trying to get them to go to the hospital now. They're saying no. Michael did put diesel in the car to save a little bit of money. The baby is coming. Unfortunately, nobody was conceived here. And they say that the baby was conceived at Burning Man. And I always thought that was an interesting reference because that's very much not an East Coast thing, let alone Scranton. Like, for Jim and Pam to have rolled out the Burning Man is a very odd choice. Although I can see the writers, I can see it. I can see it. Alright, Nick trying to look at Angela a little bit, immediately shut down. Kelly is very concerned about labor. You poop yourself. Here's a good old vintage Dwight and Angela stealth scene in the kitchen. I want to have a child for business reasons. I want you to be the mother. If you agree, say nothing. If you disagree, say anything. Let's meet at our old spot and bang it out. Angela, feeling the power. Jim says that's 7 minutes. It is a midnight. Is it midnight yet? Please make it to midnight. If your baby's born tomorrow, but he's gonna have the same birthday as Butt Mud Brooks. The plan was 7 minutes, but we're calling audible because she's the quarterback. Can't hear the rooster in the background. I'm gonna have to double check it. Maybe you can hear it, but it's not a problem. I don't know. Why don't we just run down to the hospital? Quick gut check. Andy says, a word of advice as a former baby. Don't get too hung up on baby names. I was named Walter Jr. until 6, and they changed their minds. I thought you said your younger brother was Walter Jr. They felt he better exemplified the name. I was given Andrew, which they got from my baby book. You know, everybody's really starting to crowd around him. You can't tell us what to do, because you're not co-manager anymore. A lot of distractions here. No, Pam says distractions are good. I'm not gonna make it till midnight. Conference room, 5 minutes. No. 5 seconds. Right now, everybody in the conference room. Topic, potpourri. When I was a kid, my mother, Michael, had so many compliments that he was always able distract others in class. Think of the 13 colonies right now. While he makes fart noises. The purpose of this meeting is to distract Pam. I will allow that. Can anyone do this? Now I've got Stanley's gonna check the internet. Dwight and Angela have a prior engagement. Kelly says you are a woman warrior. Anything interesting? Hobbies? Special skills? Phil can put on lipstick like Molly Ringwald in The Breakfast Club. No, don't think anybody wants to see that. The evolution of Dance Dance. But he needs total silence. Music will only throw him off. Starts to do a little with that. The clapping is too distracting for him. I need complete silence. He threw me off. He's starting over. Now we have Ryan reading the poem. Affirm Seattle, SLU, Secretary, Citation Assault. World Away, World Battle. I don't know what this is. Johnny, Johnny was a Johnny Loftus, sired by a star shoot. And now we have a typewriter going. As Dwight bangs out the aforementioned contract. It's important that we have a parenting contract. Long time. Since we've come down here separately. Item 1, child will be breastfed by the mother for exactly 6 months. Nutrient-rich winter vegetable mix. Dwight will be referred to as Morpheus. Another 75 contractions and you're going to be there. Do it for the old trophies. I'm just gonna go call the doctor. Nope. Shut that one down. Jim, as a matter of fact, I printed out 10 ways to induce labor. We'll just do the opposite of those things. So you can slow down your labor. Stimulate the nipples. No one touch Pam's nipple. Toby's grundle. Get the shirt with holes in the nipples. Stick spicy food up her butt. Jim is getting increasingly flustered. Why don't you go do some work? I will do that. I'm just a bit frazzled. You know, I very rarely use that word. You're all helping her. Not liking this. He's Michael loves it. Clearly, she's not crazy. I'm crazy. Or she's crazy, I'm not crazy. Acceptable names include Ebenezer, Jebediah, Honus, Jedediah. No Star Trek names. What if it's a girl? Irrelevant question. Child shall be male. You can. Keeping the womb extremely warm for 2 days after sex and then extremely cold for 5 months. We have Jim hanging out in the Subaru. I'm not gonna get in the car. You know me too well. Everything's fine, Pam says. She's not coming out for a while, okay? Pam called the doctor a week ago. Couldn't wait. Mad. How could I be mad? For having a little girl. Oh, man. Hey, did you change? Oh yeah, my water broke. Oh, giggling. Oh. Ooh. She's feeling it. Alright. Time to go to the hospital. It's 4 35. Alright. Too bad you'd have sex like 7.5 hours later. Let's go to the hospital. Where's Kevin? You want to eat cat food with Kevin? That's Fancy Feast. Ultra Feast is something they made up to pig out on it together. What is October Feast? So now we're back in the Ultra Feast with the menu theme of Hollywood. Jim standing very nervously out in the hallway, pacing, and Michael just literally watching the entire thing unfold as Kevin ignores everybody and explains the food. The doctor said, as long as you can talk through the contraction, I think this feast is over. Let's go. Pam is not budging on going to the hospital. Michael says we should go now. Not going. Not going. And tells them very definitively. And she says she can't do it. Are you kidding? Can do this. Michael says, I'm scared too. We're gonna have a baby today. What's happening at the hospital? 2 minutes. Doesn't do us any good. You know what time it is? We're going to the hospital and you're gonna have a baby. Stanley manned the phones. Ambulances are emergencies only. Michael will drive you. Michael, where's my go bag? There's nothing in it. Hospital will provide dictionaries, bring a thesaurus. I didn't know we had a tape measure. We don't. Here we go. Everybody out the door. Hey, it's 5 o'clock. Everybody go down the elevator. Oh, Stanley jumped in the elevator. Dwight will escort them, throws on his, wait, did he put on the light? Oh, Michael. This is where I saw that deer. Last week. Go, go, go. I love escorting people. Dwight put an ad for an escort service. Made a few friends. Now we have the Subaru. Michael texting and driving. Put your phone away. Oh, this is where Dwight throws the light on the top of his head, on the top of his car. Pull over. Pull over, Dwight. And now he's throwing weapons. Don't make this difficult, Dwight. Oh, Pam's iPod is not in the car. want the first thing to be heard to be the 8 Mile soundtrack. Stop fighting, do you want your kid to come out a lawyer? Looks a camera. Pam left her iPod at her house. Swing by, pick it up. Get my iPod. It's on the kitchen table. Officer. Now, Michael just go park the car, and he parks in right behind an ambulance in an emergency spot, and he throws the keys across the parking lot. I just did. And that's where this episode ends.